Blog Talk Radio.
There's a new day dawning for me. I can feel it coming now. The dark clouds have rolled away. Sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on. Do God's work and walk in victory. Faith has been restored. I was blind, now I see. The perfect will that my God has for me. I rejoice because I'm brand new.
Live. This is Angel, the prophet's daughter. I hope you can hear me. I hope things are going well today. We got some technical difficulties here in the studio, but the phone is doing everything for me today. So we praise God for that. Prophet is not on the air with us today right now. Due to some important business he had to handle. So we want to, again, and still and yet be praying for him. I'm really not sure how this is going to go today, but I know there was going to be a pre-recorded session, and then I was going to talk for a little bit, but I'm hoping that my phone will allow me to let you callers talk and, you know, pray and things of that nature this afternoon. Is everybody up for that today? Amen. I've been going through 31 days of praise, and I'm on day 14. My mom has this thing with me anytime I get into the wrong head space or, you know, thought space and just mouth space, saying the wrong thing, thinking the wrong way. She just tells me praise. That's her one word phrase for me, and I'm kind of thankful for it. And I ran past a book called 31 Days of Praise, and I've been going through it, and it's really awesome and enlightening in its own little way. It's a very small book, but it's doing some big things. How many of you know that you can change some things just with your praise, just with your thoughts of praise to God? It's one thing to pray to Him, but after you pray, are you praising Him for it? After you pray, are you thanking Him for it? After you pray, are you really believing that He's going to do it and He's going to work it out well for you? Or are you still trying to manipulate things to happen? And are you still worrying? Are you still trying to figure it out? Are you still crying about the same stuff? Or are you simply giving it over to the Lord and praising your way through? As Bishop Morton would sing, praise your way through. And I'm seeing that more and more every day. That is vital. That is something we have to do. So I haven't shared this 31 days of praise with anybody else but a good friend of mine, a best friend, I would like to say. She's dear to me, and she's been sharing this with me as well. So it's been great for the both of us, and I'm just happy that God has opened my eyes to it. But now I share it with PSM. Amen. I share it with you guys today. And I'm going to give you the excerpt from today, from day 14, in just a little bit. But I want to know if anybody's on this line, press 1 if you can give a testimony today or experience in your life when you saw the results of just praising God after you've prayed, after you've worried, after you've gotten all the wise counsel you can get. When praise and worshiping God through a time in your life where it got you the results, and you know that that's what got you the results. If you're a caller on the air and you can give some testimony to that, come on, they're going to know us by our witness. Press 1 and let me know. Let us know. Share it with us. Share it with the world. There's probably thousands listening. Thousands listening in. We got some callers on the line. So just press 1 if you can testify to that today. Anybody, don't rush. And maybe I can't see you guys. I hope I can see you guys pressing 1. Do me a favor. Can somebody press 1 if you can hear my voice? That will help me out a lot right now, guys. Thank you so much, 864-304-0674. Now, 864, I'm going to make your mic hot, and I want to know if we're going to be able to hear you speak, okay? I'm just trying to test some things out here in the studio, guys.
Hi, Angel. Okay. This is Sylvia, and I hear you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, it's so great to know that I can do this from my phone now. It's so great because the computers are just acting really wacky today. They don't want to go online. So, but we thank God. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Again, callers, just press 1 if you have something that you can testify to, something that you can say, I praised God and this thing happened. You know, I did all the praying, I did all the crying, but once I started praising God, I saw results. Once I started worshiping him, I saw the results. It wasn't that your prayers didn't work. We're not saying that. We're saying that your praise was a release. Your praise was a sign to God that I'm trusting you. I'm trusting you so much that I'm going to get up. When I get up off my knees, I'm going to praise you and I'm going to thank you. Well, you don't have to get off your knees to do that, but you know what I mean. Once I finish this prayer, once I finish giving this over to you in earnesty and in truth, I'm going to get up and I'm going to praise you through all of this. No matter what the doctors say, no matter what people have said, no matter what my husband is doing, no matter what my wife is doing, no matter what my children is doing, I'm going to praise you through this. If you can testify to that, give a testimony to that type of experience, just press 1 and share it with us. Or if you have anything to say about what we're talking about here, just press 1. Okay. I'm going to share my day 14 with you guys. If you're just getting on the air, I'm talking about 31 days of praise that I'm going through. Then I'm going to shift over to 31 days of worship. But this has been helping me a lot throughout the day, starting my day off with these and sharing them with a good friend of mine as well. Day 14 says, Father, I'm so glad that the Holy Spirit is within me to strengthen me with power in my inner person and to make Christ real within me and flood my heart with his limitless love, to fill me with your fullness, to enable me to know in personal experience the things you have so freely bestowed on me in Christ, my new identity, my incredible spiritual blessings. I celebrate the fact that I have been crucified with Christ and that now I am alive with his life, that through my new birth I died out of my old life and that you resurrected me to a living relationship with you. And so I'm dead to sin and alive to you. That alone, all of that is so praiseworthy, but there's more. Thank you that these facts are true, whether or not they seem logical, whether or not I feel they're true, and that as I praise you for them, your spirit enables me more and more to live in the light of my new identity in you. Thank you that he is using your word to deliver me from the viewpoints and values of the world, the flesh, and the devil. He is renewing my mind, so to see things from your point of view. That's what the Holy Spirit is here for. Thank you, Father, so that I can walk in newness of life. I praise you that Christ is not a weak person outside of me, but a tremendous power on the inside of me, that through him I am competent to cope with life, to do your will, to love with your love, to be more than a conqueror. How I rejoice that I can grow, develop my gifts, enlarge my capacities, that I need not be forever shackled by my past, that with confidence and joy, I can look forward to actually becoming all that you have in mind for me to be. Galatians 6 and 14, but may it never be that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is just wonderful to me to be able to take a moment out of the day and give God some specific praise for something. Specific praise, day 14, for his spirit indwelling me, his spirit being that lead and that guide, his spirit being an awesome power, him, his person being an awesome power on the inside of me, not so that I can just walk aimlessly and not have a purpose, but to very well live life on purpose, live life with purpose every day. And if that purpose is just to praise him and just to give him glory, if that purpose is just to be an intercessor and to spend time in prayer for others and not just myself, then that is enough. And sometimes it's praising God and getting your mind on the things of God and who he is in your life, giving him that seat, giving him that throne, and removing all the rubbish, removing all the worry, removing all the doubt and the selfishness, removing the fact that you might not have everything everybody else got, all the bling and all of that, you know, but you can praise God genuinely and sincerely for just who he is, and for what you do have, and for what he has given you, and realizing the purpose that he's given it all to you for. Hallelujah. Can somebody say amen to that? Hallelujah. I'm so excited about what God is doing, not only in my life, but everybody that I'm in contact with, everybody that I see is just going through new things. And they're learning how to handle them in a new way in this season. God is giving us a new revelation, a fresh revelation of his word, because it's not that we haven't read the whole Bible. It's not that we haven't read the whole darn thing. It's that we are getting a new revelation, a new ear, a new heart, a new mind, a new hands, new feet, new energy, to live it all out, to execute it all out. We learned yesterday, as I talk about execution of what God has purposed us for, we learned yesterday in the Truth Hour Power about the gift of administration. Wow, a new revelation just came to me as I was speaking on that. We think of administration as an administrator to the pastor and to the church, as a body, as the church, when we come together, the person who's over everybody else to make sure things are falling into place. But wow, if we could think of our gifts of administration and pray for the gift of administration so that we can administer what God is speaking in our lives, so that we can lead others and so that we can lead our lives according to what God has planned for us. That's an awesome thing. So I hope sharing my day 14 of 31 days of praise has helped someone. And if it has helped you and you're still online and you want to give that testimony about how praise got you through a particular situation, you prayed and you cried, you prayed and you cried, as Donnie McClurkin was saying. But once you got finished with wiping your tears, you praised God and you saw some of the biggest results in your life. You saw some of the biggest results in your life because you praised God beyond the noise of others, beyond what people were saying about you and your situation and your circumstance. You praised God beyond the thoughts. You praised God. And you waited on him. You waited on him in his direction. So we praise God today. Come on, somebody praise him with me. We praise you, Father. We praise you right now, Father, for all you've done. We praise you. We give you glory because you're doing great things, because you're answering the prayers and the petitions. You're meeting the declarations and the decrees. You're manifesting them, everything that we place on those pages, oh God, of not only Facebook, but of our hearts, not only Twitter and Instagram, But the declarations that come from our hearts, the praises that come from our hearts, the prayers, we praise you now, Father, for those things. You are awesome. You are wonderful. Beyond measure, you are great. I want to thank all the callers that are on the line today. Again, if you have anything to say, anything you want to share, anything you want to pray about, praise about, just press 1. If you can't press 1 to give God praise about something awesome in your life, you might see it as small. Others might see it as small. There's not anything wrong with God, and there's not anything wrong with life. There just may be something wrong with you. Maybe something wrong with us. If we can't press 1 to share amongst believers, and I hope that there are unbelievers on these calls and on these shows, on the airwaves. I hope that there are unbelievers listening to us, listening to our testimonies, listening to our 14 days of praise, 31 days of praise, listening to our experience with God. I hope somebody is. I got a caller, 818-613. Your mic is hot. What would you like to share with us today?
Good morning. This is Albertine. I'm just calling for prayer. I'm in the process of moving, and I just need prayer. I'm just a little down in my spirit today, and I'm at a deadline where I have to find a place, and I know God is going to come through, but my spirit is a little down, so I just need prayer for me and my family.
Amen. That will be our pleasure here on PSM Live. That will be our pleasure. As I just got finished talking, I don't know if you were on the air or how long you've been on the air, talking about praising God through situations and being able to see results, not only because we prayed, but because we praised God. And that praise being a sign of our trust in Him, a sign of surrendering to Him, Albertine, and giving Him all the focus, making Him the center of it all, making Him the joy of our soul. Because He said when we're weak, He's strong. And I believe that when we praise Him, we make Him stronger. That I know. When He is lifted up, when He is high and lifted up, amongst our situations that try to make themselves so big in our lives that they make us down, they make us feel less than, or they situations make us feel like there is no hope. That is when God is at His best. That is when God is tremendously manifested in our lives. Because we can turn around from our issues and our problems and give Him praise still, because He's still on His throne. He's still God. He's still there. So I pray with you today, Albertine, that in this process, in this move, that things will go peacefully in the name of Jesus. Things will go smooth. Things will be done in excellence, and things will be done with purpose and joy. That we don't know the whole entire reason of the move. We don't know why God is allowing it. We don't know what the circumstances are, what the issues and intricacies are to the whole ordeal, but we know that God is in control. And that alone, Father, delivers you the utmost praise, delivers you, Father God, the utmost worship from our hearts and from our souls, Father God. We pray now, Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
Albertine, right now, Lord God, that as doors are opening, Father God, that she sees the light of you, Father God, that she sees the breaking of day, Lord Jesus, that she'll take this new experience and this new road, oh God, for what it is that you are giving her, Father God. That God, this new place that you're taking her to, Lord Jesus, is not for naught, it's not for nothing, and it's not in vain, Lord Jesus. Lord, we pray right now that you reveal to her, that you reveal to her, Lord God, everything that you have purposed this situation for, Lord Jesus. This season in her life, Lord God, is so on purpose, oh God. We praise you for it now, Lord God. We bind the enemy right now, God, from shutting up her mouth, from shutting up her joy, from shutting up her praise and her worship to you, Lord God, that she will look to you from whence her help comes, O God, and that she will be joyful and find pleasure, O God, right now in the name of Jesus, in giving you all the glory, in giving you all the praise, in giving you all the honor, O God, that it will be like fire shut up in her bones, O God, that her children will walk amongst her in the home, O God, and they are packing and moving, O God, and say, Mom, what has come over you, Father God? And it will be your spirit, Lord Jesus, and they will join in worship with her. They will join in song with her, Lord Jesus, that you will overcompass her about, O God, that you will overwhelm her, Lord Jesus, with songs of praise, O God, songs of triumph, O God, because our team knows that this is not the end, O God, but this is the beginning, O God, of a new thing that you're doing in her life, Lord Jesus, and she will take it as nothing less than that in the name of Jesus. Triumph, O God. Give her the spirit of victory, Lord Jesus, right now. Give her the song of victory, O God, in the place that she is in. And we give you glory, praise, and honor, Jesus, right now. We lift you up. We lift you up. We lift you up. In Jesus' name we pray. We praise you and we glorify you. Hallelujah, God. Glory to you.
Yes, thank you.
Albertine, go about praising him. He don't make mistakes. Go about praising him. Don't let the devil have your joy.
Okay.
Don't let him have your joy. Okay, sis?
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you.
I love you today.
You
smile today. You smile today. You go look in the mirror and you smile. You tell that devil, whatever, I'm smiling today.
Amen.
All right?
Okay.
You are welcome.
God bless you.
Bless you. Caller 773, I'm making your mic hot. Hello.
God bless you, Angel. God bless you, Angel. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you, Prophet Darryl.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I said, listen to my sister sitting up there working this show. You better work out. You better work it.
I'm trying, you know. God is worthy. He's an on time God. I tell you that much.
Where's my apostle?
He has some business to take care of. We're just praying some important business. We're just praying for his health and everything, and that all is well. He was he's at a doctor's appointment, so we're just praying that. You know, all is well. We know it already, what the outcome is.
Yes, I don't need to know no more. We know he's going to be all right.
Amen.
Listen to her. How you been doing, Angel?
I've been doing great. God is doing some new things in my life with me. And, you know, when people hear that, they're like, oh, well, what's the result? I mean, like, they're looking for big things to be happening. And, I mean, they're big to me. But there's some of the smallest things, Prophet Darryl. I mean, it's just my heart is different. My thoughts are different. My aim is different. My motivation is different. Everything is just coming from a different place right now. And I'm just so excited about, you know, what God is doing with me personally in my life. I mean, the results are phenomenal. My marriage is even better. When I say I have the perfect marriage, I always said I would when I was younger. I'm going to have the perfect marriage. I do. And it may have its little issues and little things that people see, like, you know, they don't always see my husband with me, but they have no idea how this man prays for me, edifies me, and things of that nature. But the things God is just doing in me is bringing about these results, bringing about the confidence in me, bringing about just so much joy.
Well,
it's just different. I can't explain.
The Lord has spoken to me about you have been in my spirit, and I have not even told your dad. But I see you packing your bags. I see you flying across the country.
Wow.
And the Lord is allowing your voice to ring out like a trumpet in Zion. Oh.
Amen.
And I heard the Lord say, I heard the voice of the Lord say, wake up, O Zion, for the time
mm-hmm.
has come. The
Hallelujah.
Lord is getting ready to bless you, Angel. He's getting ready to bless you like never before. He's getting
Hallelujah.
Ready to send you kings and queens like he promised you in times past. That you want to do for your dad, hallelujah. And
bless
God said you need to do it, hallelujah. I see the whole He said, I had to heal your body all because I'm getting ready to take you across the country.
Bless you, Father.
He said, and he shall make your name great as he did Moses. All because
you
moved out from around your kindred. Hallelujah.
Bless you, Jesus.
Moved out from around familiar spirits. So I'm not seeking under the
Lord. Bless you, Jesus.
God. Ready to take care of you, Angela, and don't you worry. Angel, don't you worry, don't you worry, don't you worry. Just know that the Lord has done what he said he was going to do.
Bless you, Jesus.
All right. He said the things have been delayed, but that ain't been denied. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
My God. Every time I get down in my spirit, I have to sing that song that you sang. I am brand new.
Hallelujah.
New. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory.
Voice shall be heard. All right. The Spirit of the Lord said, you shall be in Carnegie Hall.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For your glory, God. For your glory, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless you, God.
All is well.
Thank you so much. Oh, glory to your name, God.
Oh, my God. And he told me to tell you, you ain't even going to have to worry about the money here. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You won't have to worry about no finance. Hallelujah. Because he said, oh, my goodness, before you even accept the engagement, they're going to already been sent you the check out. Hallelujah.
Bless you. Hallelujah, God.
God is getting ready to take care of you all.
Bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Prophet Daryl. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're more than to God be the glory.
Yes. Hallelujah. Now and forever. Hallelujah. It's his glory. Hallelujah.
Just
I'm going to let him.
Just call my name. Just send me a shout out. That's all I want to know. Just send me a shout out.
No problem. Hallelujah. No problem at all. I want to let another caller in, but I'll keep your mic hot, Prophet Daryl.
Let me see. 562. You've been on the line for a while. 562-743. I'm trying to make it hot. What happened? There you go. Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Who are we talking?
My name's Natasha.
Hi, Natasha.
Hi. I was calling in. It's my first time ever. I'm a on Facebook with Prophet Shakespeare. It's my first time ever calling in. And I've just been a little frustrated. I'm pregnant with twins, and the doctors aren't optimistic that I'll make it to term with them, to have them healthy. So I just was calling in because I've just been so down, and I've been reading scripture and praying, and, you know, I still have, you know, even though I have faith, there's still that doubt there, and, you know, this has happened to me before, so I'm just trying to get rid of that fear, you know, that's been planted in me before because of a similar situation, so I was just wanting to call and ask for prayer.
So we are here for that, Natasha. I'm glad to hear you, stepping out and having the courage to share that with us all, especially this being your first time on the air with us and Prophet not being on here. Some people would have just hung up, but I'm thanking God right now for you being on here and giving us the opportunity to pray with you and sowing that prayer in this time into your life and the life of those two babies inside of you. Don't need to know how far along you are or anything of that nature. All we need to know is that we're all trusting in God and agreeing on the same thing, that He is able and that He will deliver and give you the desire of your heart, and that He doesn't do anything by mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And that alone, like I told Albertine, the last caller, deserves His praise. And right now, I believe that what I shared earlier, what I've been trying to portray to everybody on this call, and it's funny how I'm not getting the response that I asked for, but I am. In a way, you know, Natasha, because people are calling and giving their request for prayer, and then at the same time saying that they're down. When the word specifically tells us to put on the garment of praise for a spirit of heaviness. You've prayed and you've cried. But now praise me so that I can do the miraculous. Praise me so that I can move my hand. It's our praise and it's our worship that also moves the hand of God. And it does. And we have to start seeing that we can come and we can bow and we can pray all night long begging God to do something. But I tell you, Natasha, when we come and we give Him our love, when we come and we give Him our praise, when we come, even if they're full of tears, He know our heart. He know that it's not easy. But when we come loving on Him and praising Him and lifting Him up, it moves Him. Just like it would move us if somebody walked through the door with a $10,000 diamond ring. Like, here's a gift for you. And you don't have to do nothing if you don't want to. Because we got to start praising and worshiping the sovereign God, not the God that if you do this, you're going to get praise and worship from me, but the sovereign God who's going to do what He wills. And we got to understand that. He's going to do what He will. And if you don't do it, God, according to what I'm desiring right now, it's all right. I'm still going to love you. You're still going to be my Jesus. You're still going to be my healer. You're still going to be my protector. You're still going to be the deliverer of these two twins. You're still going to be him, the lover of my soul. So after we pray for you, Natasha, today, my godly wisdom and advice to you, godly counsel to you, is to go and praise him.
Mm-hmm.
For the rest of the term of this pregnancy, you praise him.
Mm-hmm.
They say bed rest to you, you say, I'm praising him.
Mm-hmm.
They say it's not going to happen, you praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
How old are you, Natasha?
I'm 29.
You're 29?
Cool beans. We're
yes.
not far.
We're not far from age. I hope to meet you one day. I do. I hope to hold them babies one day. Hallelujah. We're going to pray for you now. Prophet Dear, are you still on the line?
You know I am.
Amen. Because I felt something as soon as she said twins. I felt something, Prophet Darrell.
Mm.
And I would say crop failure to those doctors and to the report of the enemy.
Yes.
Pray for her. Pray for her, Prophet Darrell.
Amen. Daughter, won't you lay your right hand on your belly?
Hallelujah.
Okay.
You got it? God,
yes,
I'm so thankful. Yes, Lord, we thank you. God, we thank you for a new day, Lord God. We thank you for life, health, and strength on today, Lord God. And God, we ask you to touch your daughter, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, you heard the report what man said. But God, we know you are a God that's Lord God. In the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to bless right now. Bless those children, Lord God. God, keep them safe in the womb, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we speak right now in the name of Jesus. God, we cover them with the blood. We cover the mother and the father with the blood of Jesus. God, in the name of Jesus, we rebuke the hands of Satan. We come against the contracts of the enemy right now. In the name of Jesus, the Father right now. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
To the children, oh God, in the name of Jesus, say the Lord rebuke the blood of Jesus against you. We command you right now by the power and authority of the Holy Ghost to loose your hold right now. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of
Jesus,
in the name of Jesus, right now, in the name of Jesus, they shall live. They shall be born healthy. They shall be they shall come in with no complications. Hallelujah. No birth defects. The blood of Jesus. We come against every witch and every warlock that's trying to work against this pregnancy. In the name of
Jesus.
We cut every generational curse right now. In the name of Jesus. God, we know you can do it and we know that you can. In Jesus' name. Amen. And thank God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus, we praise you, Father. We praise you. We give you glory,
sis. I want to tell you to get you some olive oil.
Yes,
and
sir.
I want you to pray over it, and I want you to just keep your stomach anointed. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yay, God, yay, God, yay, God. Okay, and God said he gonna do the rest.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much for the prayer. Glory to your name, Jesus.
And they're not going to come prematurely, neither. You're going to get the full term. So
full term.
Hey, oh, shine. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't you allow nothing and nobody to stress you out throughout this pregnancy. Amen?
Yes, sir. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name. I can't wait to see the pictures. Where do you live, Natasha?
I live in California. In Long Beach, California.
I can't wait to see the pictures of the babies. I can't wait to see the miracles that you are carrying. I can't wait. I can't wait. God is doing some great things in this season. And wow, I'm so happy. I'm happy for you, Natasha. And God is going to see you through this, okay? Just remember to praise him for it. Praise him for it. Don't wait until it's over. Praise him now, okay?
Okay.
Praise him now.
Thank you.
Every day. Praise him every day.
Mm-hmm.
Praise him with your babies. Praise him. No matter where you at, no matter what you're doing, praise him, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, yeah. Natasha. Thanks. Prophet will be back on the air tomorrow, okay? I know he's going to just be excited to speak to you or, hear from you on the air and via Facebook, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thanks so much.
All right, God bless.
Bless you. Caller 313-926. I'm making your mic hot. Hold on. I really am. Hold on. Your mic is hot, 926.
Hello, Angel. This is Mary. How you doing?
Hey, Mary.
Hey. I was calling in because you were saying that you wanted people to call in with a praise report.
Yes.
I've just been praising God for the last 4 months that through it all, through all the situation that I've been going through since my husband died, that through it all, I've learned to depend on Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. And I've learned to depend on his word. Even though I was weeping at night, when the morning came, there was joy. And I never lost my praise. I never stopped trusting in God and believing that God would be a comforter, that the Holy Spirit would comfort me when I would be at my weakest moment and at my loneliest moment in my life. But through it all, God has provided. He's been a way maker, and he's been a sustainer for me. And I thank God for that.
Thank you for sharing that, Mary, because you are, like, number one on my list right now for inspiration in that area as far as praising God no matter what, praising him no matter how you feel, no matter what you see, no matter what is going on, the whole world is falling apart. The ground is shaking and breaking from underneath your feet and just craziness. But you still praise. You still worship. You still acknowledge him for who he is. And, I mean, you are one of the biggest inspirations in my life right now, whether you know it or not. And I thank God for you. I gave you as a testimony to somebody else right now actually having trouble with their husband, and they're like, gosh, she's a strong woman. Because they're like, I would have never known. And literally, the light on your face from day one to now has only gotten greater, and you are just a great inspiration, and I thank God for you. I thank him for you. I praise him for you.
I thank God for you all, too.
Thank you, Mary.
God bless you.
Bless you, Mary.
Thank
okay,
you.
Call. You're welcome.
All right.
Caller.
I'll talk to you later.
Okay, I'll see you soon. Love you. That's one of my truthers. I get to see her every Sunday, every Tuesday, and then she brings the dopest cupcakes to the church picnic. She brings the dopest cupcakes to Bible study one day she brought them. I was like, what was the occasion? I can't even remember. Oh, she couldn't make it to one of our youth events, so she brought some cupcakes that next Tuesday after the Sunday. She couldn't make it, and I mean, delish. Something to praise God for. Come on, you people. Caramel cupcake. Lord Jesus. It was right on time. Caller 662-801. Your mic is hot. Hello? Caller 662-801.
Hey, Sister Angela and Papa Dale, I'm pleased with all of you, my father's children. This is Shireen. I was calling her off my daughter on yesterday when I did the status about her I had declared a creed about her not being bullied at school. And then I got the call on yesterday and she was. And I just thank God it turned out the way it did, because normally when her blood pressure is that high, they keep her in the hospital, but, you know, she got her kidney. And even though she's been going back and forth, but on Monday, she got a report that she may have a knot in her stomach beside the kidney, so we got to go back in the morning. But at the same time, when she went to school on yesterday, she knew that she was being bullied, but she was afraid to tell me. So my pastor had said something to her. You know, he kept asking her on Friday night when we was in revival, was everything all right with her, because he had heard something. But she still never just actually told me what happened. So it was like yesterday morning when we was dropping my oldest daughter off to work. And when I got the call, they told me that I need to come to the school. So, you know, when I got to the school, she was like in tears. Her face had swollen up because, you know, by her having high blood pressure, her face swelled and, you know, and all that. So I'm like, what happened? And she was like, Mom, I started pleading the blood of Jesus on my life like you always tell me. But when I got on the bus, they started picking me from the time I got on the bus. So at that moment, I just burst out in tears, because I know that she's listening to me, but I don't ever want her to think that God is not there for her. So
right.
After the nurse at school checked her blood pressure, every time they checked it, it would get higher and higher. So they wouldn't let her stay at school because it was so high. I had to take her somewhere. But I had to go get her some blood pressure pills yesterday. So when we pray, and that's why I say I thank God for allowing prayer back in school, because it is much needed. So me and two of her teachers got together and we prayed, because, you know, like I said, it's like the worst thing to be bullied. And I know how my child feel. That's why I couldn't be in the car, because I was bullied at a younger age, but I never said nothing. And I think that's why she never said anything. So when we began to pray over my child's life, God immediately went to letting those numbers roll down. It was from 149 to like 138, right, you know, within maybe 15 or 20 minutes. So I
Amen.
Just thank God for hearing us as we prayed over that child's life. And,
yeah.
You know, I left her and I told her, I said, well, I'll be back, because I was riding somebody. I'm going to get your pills, but before I could get there, they called me back. So they were telling me that they had resolved the issue. It was just a misunderstanding. But she had this problem every year with the same set of people. So I just ask God to continue to pray for her and, you know, for God keep her covered and for her to continue to believe that God is there for her. Because even when she said it yesterday, she was like so sincere about it. And, you know, this is the same child. I was praying for her, but it's nothing like praying for yourself. And she had already told a couple of her teachers before she came back to school. She said, I am going to have a kidney when school starts. And she said, I'm going to go to school every day. And so far, she only don't go to school on Monday unless they find something wrong with her blood work or whatever. And we may have to go back that Thursday. She went from 3 days to 4 days. So she had already spoken over her life. And I didn't even know it. So I just continue to pray with me for her, and ask God to just strengthen her and give her a mind to continue to believe that God will and can do whatever he said he will. And, you know, it was just amazing to me how that happened so quickly. God immediately turned the situation around. So I had texted her this morning. I asked her, was she okay? So she took me back and said, yes, ma'am. So, you know, just continue to pray with me as I pray for each of you. And, you know, my story, this story isn't half as bad as some of the things that everybody on here is going through. And that's why I always try to pray for everybody, even though I don't call a lot, because when I'm not with her at the hospital sometimes, most of the times I'm trying to do hair or something or in church or whatever. But I thank God for my PSN family, and I do pray for you guys all the time. So just continue to pray for me and mine as I continue to pray for you guys, and I love y'all.
Bless you. What's your daughter's name?
Katina Ritten.
Katina?
Shantina. S-H-A-N-T-I-N-A. Mm-hmm. And she's been going through for a minute, even though before she got the kidney. That's why, and even the teacher was like, this child is going through so much already. Why would y'all continue to put this kind of pressure on her? And, you know, last year we was at a women's conference, and she just fell out. We got to the hospital, her blood pressure was sky high, and the next day I found out that she was being bullied for a whole week, and she never said nothing. Six girls wanted to jump on her, so I had to go to the school that Monday, just fell out. So, you know, that's why I said she never said, even when she in a lot of pain, she never said nothing.
Can I tell you something? Can I tell you something?
Yes, sir.
And the Lord has told me to tell you this. He told me to tell you to go get her some fresh garlic.
The fresh who?
Fresh garlic.
Okay.
And make her some garlic water.
Okay.
And allow and let her take that garlic water twice a day. Once when she get up and once before she go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to get rid of that high blood pressure, hypertension. Because I'm going to drop this on you for free. I used to suffer with high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
High blood pressure runs through my family.
Mm-hmm.
But I told the devil it stops here.
Because
I don't believe from generation to generation. The devil is like, it stops here. And I began to take that garlic. As a matter of fact, everybody can't eat garlic, but I was eating chunks of garlic every day.
Mm-hmm.
Now when they check my blood pressure, it's so normal.
And, Prophet, if I may say, before she got her kidney, she was on the blood pressure pack and 3 pills, but when she started doing dialysis, they took her off the pills, but she still wore the pack. And for 6 months, She stopped wearing the pack. I didn't know she had stopped. But her blood pressure was fine. So they just put her back on this since, you know, all the stress has come back and everything. She believed in God. She did. And, you know, and I am forever grateful for that. And I thank God for it. And the pastor sent some oil home last night when he was telling the lady just got off the line. And I prayed over her. You know, we prayed for each other and everything. So that's why I said, I just thank God for it all. Because like I said on yesterday, every test is a testimony. But I don't want her to think that life is always bad and always hard. I just don't want her to give up hope. And I will get that garlic today and have some water. And I will make her drink it. Well, I watch her drink it in the morning before she leaves and at night when she eat or even before she go to bed. Because I just don't want her to give up hope, and I don't want her to stop believing.
I guarantee you, as I be the mouthpiece of God, I guarantee it. I won't take it back. She ain't gonna have high blood pressure no more. Cause I see her. I'm gonna tell you what the Lord. I see her being very active.
Hallelujah, God.
She's doing a lot of acting.
Amen.
And in the midst of her drinking this garlic water. I guarantee you, and I won't take it back. She ain't going to have to take another high blood pressure pill.
Come to God. Thank you, God. Holy Ghost.
I guarantee
you,
you're going to get on this line hollering with a testimony.
Come to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Thank you.
Just cut it up in the water.
And put it in the refrigerator. And I guarantee you when she drinks that, it's going to be nasty. But
that blood pressure going to get up out of there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
God. Thank you.
Hey, God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Cherie?
Ma'am.
The Spirit is also telling me to tell you to tell her to pray for those that are bullying her specifically.
Yes, ma'am.
To forgive them and to
yes,
pray
ma'am.
For their salvation. Because they're
yes,
being
ma'am.
Used and they don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
They're being used to destroy something that God has put in this earth realm in your daughter so that she won't be what God needs her to be. Bullied people are the most quietest people, but your daughter, what she has to do for God, cannot be quiet.
Jesus, I love God.
You have taught her well, and she will not be one that strays away from what you have taught her and what you have been an example to her as. But she will be bullied no more in the name of Jesus. The devil has to go. You tell her to pray for them. And to forgive them first. Tell God she forgives them. You forgive them. So that it can release the power of God. And you pray that that God has mercy on them. In their lives and their souls. I've seen people who deal deceitfully. And don't know that they doing it. Don't know what they doing and who they messing with.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says, "Touch not my anointed,
yes.
and do my prophets no harm."
Yes, yes.
They doing
God.
Her harm, and they ought to be very careful.
Yes.
I've seen people put themselves around trees and cars. I've seen some crazy things happen to people, young and old.
Yeah.
So you tell her to start praying for them and their salvation, praying that she can even be an intricate part in it. They'll be the ones coming to her with their issues because they at home being molested or cussed out every day. They see the light of God on her.
And they don't understand it.
Yes, ma'am.
And they know not what they're doing.
No, ma'am. Thank you.
Have her to read Psalms 109.
Ma'am.
Have her to read Psalms 109 before she goes to school.
Okay. Thank you all so much, Papa Angel. I really appreciate it. And I thank you guys for everything.
Woo, she shall fear no evil. Thank you, Lord.
Have mercy, God. Have mercy, God. Oh, Jesus, have mercy.
Glory to your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah, God.
Glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to your name, Jesus. We praise you now. I feel your spirit, oh God. Thank you, Father. I feel your presence in this heavy, God. Because I know, Lord Jesus, that you are with Shantina, oh God. I know you're with her even now, Lord God. I know you're with her. I know you're covering her, oh God. I know you're breaking the chains of the enemy from her life. And she will remember what that fear, no more. She will remember what that fear feels like, oh God. But the only fear that she will know is to fear you and to be in awe of you, Father God. No more fear. In the name of Jesus, that battle is over. She will be used, oh God, in that school, on that bus, oh God. She will be used, and she will bring you glory. And the enemy knows it. It's over. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, our strong tower. Thank you. A strong tower.
Hallelujah,
thank
God.
Thank
you,
hallelujah. Jesus, glory to your name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord.
Glory.
I can't wait to see what God does with her. It's going to be awesome. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Lord,
thank
you, God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to
Glory.
Your name.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, hallelujah, God. Thank
Come on,
Jesus.
The time is now.
Thank
people.
You, Jesus.
Any
Thank
other call,
you, Jesus.
Any other callers on the line want to give your praise report, a testimony of how praising God got you through something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you prayed and you cried, but it was the praise that took shackles off. It was your praise that got you through something. It was your praise and your worship. If it's anybody on the air that wants to give that testimony or that praise report or even ask for prayer right now, this is the moment. This is the time. This is right here. So don't wait. Don't wait. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah, Jesus. We just got another caller. We just got a couple more. I'm going to go to this next caller. I'm a little leery about your number, but I'm going to make your mic hot. It's a bunch of ones. Your mic is hot, 111. Hello? You pressed one. You have a
Hello, Angel?
Hi.
Hi, Angel. It's Anne from California.
Hi, Anne.
Hi, and I apologize for my number. It does come up like that, so. But
it's okay.
Okay.
Is it Anne George?
It's Anne George from California.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
Great. Love how God is using you, and I was just enjoying the show and, you know, taking in everything, but since, you know, you mentioned praise report, I mean, I've been praising God through some rough times, and, you know, all I can say is he came through in every single way, provision, I mean, everything. And
Amen.
I don't even have to, I mean, I can't even come to him and ask him for anything anymore because he provides everything for me. And he does. And I'm like,
yes.
There's nothing left to do but praise when, you know, your needs are met. So right now I'm just trying to, I'm believing him and just thanking him for my mom's total healing. And, you know, just praying that she doesn't give up. You know, hope, because she's kind of getting that way right now. And, you know, one of those doctor's reports that you don't like.
Yeah.
We went to an appointment on Monday. So just, you know, trying to stay in that place. And I thank you guys for believing with me for her total recovery.
Amen. We are. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Right now. Thank you. What's her name, Ann?
Her name is Annie.
How quaint, how beautiful.
I know. Yeah.
Amen. We will be praying for her. And don't forget to post on the Facebook page, too, so that all the prayer warriors can be invested in this, okay?
Yes, I will.
Amen.
I don't get on there very often, but I'll be mindful to do that.
Amen. Great. I'll even post too. I'm gonna try to post everybody who's been on here today giving their prayer request. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, we thank the Lord right now for your mother, Annie. We thank her We thank the Lord that he is with her, that he is taking care of her, that he is going to get the glory and is getting the glory, even as we pray now, out of her life, out of this situation, out of this circumstance, that all is well, that healing is hers, Father God. We thank you now, Lord Jesus, that the outcome is going to not only bring a solace and a peace and a joy to her home, but it's going to be a miracle so wonderful, Father God, that the doctors will be saved, that the doctors will go home talking about you, Father, that the doctors will be praising you in the hospital, and that others will be affected by it in the other close rooms, oh God, that your spirit will resonate through the entire hospital, Lord Jesus. We thank you now, Father God, that nothing is in vain, Lord Jesus, but in this season that you receive your glory and that you get your glory, because you are a great God and you are a big God, and we just thank you, Jehovah. We thank you and we praise you now for Annie, her life, her health, and her strength, oh God, that her last days will be her best days, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory. Hallelujah and amen.
Amen. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you. Bless you. It is funny how many callers we get when we say call, press 1 so you can get some prayer. 313-285. Your mic is hot. Hello.
Hi, Angel. Hi, Papa Dear. How are you and all of those that are on the line? Bertha! This is Bertha.
We know.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I was just sitting there listening to the testimonies, and, you know, sometimes I just like to sit back and listen, and Sharan's testimony it touched my heart, you know. The bullying and the, you know, when you've had children, you have children, I don't think it's a parent that hasn't had a child that has been bullied, but their words of wisdom were just right on point. Pray for those that despitefully misuse you.
Yeah.
And just forgive them. And that's what I used to teach my children. But I just thank God that through all that I have been through now through the years, I learned how to just praise my way through it.
Because
praise is your weapon. I learned praise is your weapon. And when you begin to open your mouth and praise God, when he says the battle is not yours, it's his, that's what he means. As you're praising him, he's taking care of your issues. When we walk in obedience to his word, his will, and his way, and forget not all of his benefits,
go ahead,
person. And he just said, I don't have nothing to ask him for anymore.
Right.
And all I do is praise him for what he's done and for what he's going to do. I don't see it. But because I know that I've been through enough to know that he'll be enough for me, I know that anything I need, if I just speak on it, it's done. So I just begin to praise it.
Yeah.
And as you when we begin as a people, begin to know him as our Father and not just our giver, but as our Father and love on him and adore him, we don't even have to ask. It says, I just speak on the goodness of Jesus. All we have to do is just speak on it. And it's done before we can even speak it. It's there.
It changes things.
When we begin to praise him, he inhabits the praise and he desires our worship. When we give him what he wants from us, then he'll give us what we need from him. And I just thank God that for the experiences in life, because they all came to make me stronger. Through life and through death, through sickness and in sorrow, he's been there. Raising three children without a husband, God was the father. He'll be to you whatever you need him to be. if you just trust him and believe him to be it. And I just give him glory for it.
Yes. Trust and believe. Hallelujah. Yes. It's a part of the king. It's a part of the kingdom culture. We worship a king. Our father just happens to be a king, and he has a kingdom, and it's a culture in that kingdom. And praise
That's right.
is part. Praise and worship. Praise is a big part of that culture. So
yes, it is.
So much that is going on all day in the kingdom, in heaven. So if the
That's
kingdom,
right. the angels worship him all day long.
If the kingdom is within us and we reflect in heaven, we mirror in heaven, then where's our praise? Why is it the first thing to go out the window?
Glory to God.
Why is it the first thing to go?
And it should be the second thing you do after praying. Praise.
Yes. Hallelujah. Always, Bertha always say we should bring a gift before we start asking.
That's right. Praising. Worshiping. I mean, it's all in Psalms. David told you, let everything that I breath praise ye the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That your praise will be in my mouth all day long.
All
but
day.
Yet, we don't praise him. And I was at a service on Friday, and the bishop's message was, your miracle is in your praise. And as he spoke on the hidden treasures of God, and he said he hid the praise and the miracle and the praise because he knew the people wouldn't give it to him. If you want it, praise me. What's so hard about praising him?
Amen.
It's not that you got to prepare a table. Just get up in the morning and say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I love you.
Yeah.
Lord, I need you. Call on me and I'll answer. He don't answer because we don't call. There's so much power in the name of Jesus. That's where the power is, in the name of Jesus. Call on the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, I need you. You're yet calling on him and praising him at the same time.
Yeah.
And David went on to say that his name is, and the word of his word is like honey on your lips. He's sweeter
mm-hmm.
than the honey from the honeycomb. Who wouldn't want to taste that sweetness?
Yes.
Oh God.
Yes. Well, we got another
Jesus,
caller.
Break every chain,
I'm gonna keep your mic hot, Bertha. You know, you one of the co-hosts, so I'm gonna keep your mic hot along with Prophet Daryl. 504, you are live. Your mic is hot. 504-256. Hello?
Hello?
I guess not. That might have been an old number. Somebody hit the button. That might be old. Let's see here.
Ooh.
864-304. Your mic is hot.
Hi, Angel and Prophet and Bartha. This is Sylvia.
Hi,
I'm sorry, I couldn't get back in the queue.
I was going to make your mic hot a little while ago because I'm like, how do I know if she's pressing one again if it's still lit up, you know, after.
Oh, okay.
So I'm sorry.
No problem. I just want to say that I, time and time again, as I have praised and worshiped God, even when I didn't know, couldn't see my way, I know that it was that brought me through. You know, being a single mother, having a daughter run away from home and not knowing what to do, not knowing where she was, and just, you know, God, I need you. And lo and behold, I get a call later on in the night. She is fine. She want to come home. Can I come pick her up? So I know it's God, and I know it's the praise and the worship. Even when I don't feel like it, you know, even when I just tired in my own body. So I thank God for it.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Sylvia. Thank you. We got another caller, 812-499.
Hi, family. This is Nessa.
Hi,
Hi, this is Nessa.
Hi, Nessa.
Hi.
Jesus.
I just want to say that I know I asked y'all to pray for my back a long time ago, and I just want to say that my back is healed, and I want to thank God and thank you all for the prayers.
Praise God.
Amen. Praise
and I love
you
all dearly.
Love
you,
Nessa.
Yay. Okay, have a great day.
You
too. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
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 This has been a wonderful show. Like, God is so divine in all that he does. I mean, my gosh. I didn't know. Of course, you guys know I didn't know I had to do this show. So nothing's pre-planned. You know, the computers went wacky. It was like 11:54, and I'm like, the computers won't work. How am I gonna do this show? Like, I don't want to give them another technical difficulty. You know, post on Facebook or anything. But
that is
it happened. You know what I'm saying? I'm in the studio on my phone. I can't play any music, but we don't need no music.
We got other melodies. Praise God.
Yes.
Drop a bell to sing,
I can't wait to hear them.
Throw me up on the bus.
I can't wait to hear them. Make them sing at the conference in November.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Who does that?
Amen. I just want to thank everybody who's been on today. Don't forget to register for the conference, because if you think these calls and the radio show and what goes on the page is awesome, it's going to be an awesome time in November. And you just got to be there. So don't forget to go to psmintl.org and register for the conference. Register for the conference today. And also other information is on that website in regards to booking Prophet and his books, materials that are very, very important for the walk. And also, what else is on there? It's other information as far as the ministry here in Michigan, in Detroit, the Truth Church, that I'm so proud of right now, and the new beginning that we're in, the stage of life that we're in right now after 16 years of ministry. It's like a clean slate. It's just a breath of fresh air. And as we get things in order, it's just everything's just coming together. Thank God for that. But all that information is on that website as well, people. And I just want to thank you all for being on the air today. I want to thank you all for sharing and allowing all of us to be a part of your lives and giving us the opportunity to pray for you, to intercede for you guys. And I mean, from Shireen to Anne and Natasha, I mean, it's just so wonderful to be in a place where you can come in agreement with others who believe and others who trust God. It's just something powerful about it. It's really powerful. And I thank God for this opportunity. I had no idea I was doing this until this morning. But I just thank God again for the opportunity to be with you guys. I think that is going to be the show. Oh, Prophet is on the air. Hold on, everybody. There he goes. Hold on. Yay.
Hey, how you all doing today?
Wonderful, Apostle.
Hey, Prophet Daryl Saunders, how you doing, man of God? I heard Bertha's voice. I think I heard Sylvia. Yeah, I've been listening for a minute here. Praise the Lord. Good to hear all you guys on that. Angel, thank you so much for hosting for your dad today. And, you know, with the co-host and the co-co-host and the co-co-co-host, whoever you appoint me. Thank you so much. I just want you to know I caught you making your appointment today. The Bertha has Coco Holmes.
Right.
We are blessed again today to be here, and we just, just send a shout-out to PSM and Truth Christian Assembly for just being so faithful to the show and doing what you do. I'm sure Angel has already mentioned our conference November the 6th, 7th, and 8th, and I just wanted to remind you guys of that. To make sure that you start registering, people of God, your registration is the seed money that we utilize to be able to prepay the hotel and this, that, and another, so that when we get there, we can be like debt free when it comes down to the hotel bill. And that has been one of the problems in the past, is that people don't pay the registration fee, and then we wind up having to pull on everybody towards that in the night services and things of that nature to try to meet the budget. Then the next thing is that many of you who was at the conference last year during the prophetic luncheon, you took envelopes and made pledges. I only have received one envelope returned with the pledge amount in it. Of course, it was much, 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 much less than the pledge that was asked for. But I'm grateful. I'm not saying I'm ungrateful, but I'm just sharing with you all that the registrations are low at this point, and I know our people are last-minute people, but I'm asking you to just know in your heart that you're going to be there, and as soon as you can register, please get that done. The conference is going to go on. The Lord has assured me of that, so that is not the issue. The issue is, praise the Lamb of God, those of us who know our God and know the anointing that rests upon me in this area of the prophetic, and know what we have experience, and know that you're planning on being there. I'm speaking to you, praise the Lamb of God, not the iffy people, but those of you who know you're going to be there. We all should be registering. That includes Angel and myself. We all should be registering, praise the Lamb of God, with that $100 so that we can do what we need to do. So I'm asking you all to step up your game on that. Praise the Lord. I just want to say I love all you guys. So happy to prepare the release for our new book, Fall on Your Knees, that will be available for it. Matter of fact, you could start ordering it. Angel, how much is that book going to be? Is it $20?
Yes.
Fall on Your Knees, $20. You can start ordering that now. And we're going to get it shipped out to you ASAP. So I just want to encourage you guys. I know you want the first copies to come off the press, so make your way to doing that before I go to the Bahamas in September for a conference and then come back with no books. So make sure you get your books now, praise the Lord, so that you can be a step ahead of the game on these issues. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, Prophet Daryl Saunders is on the air. My God, did anybody do any prophesying today, Angel? Did anybody prophesy?
Prophet Daryl, yes.
Oh, well, then I ain't got to, that's all day. As long as that Prophet Daryl did it, then my spirit rests with that. Praise God. Hallelujah. What you saying, Prophet Daryl?
I'm just excited. excited for y'all, Apostle. I really love TSM. I'm just glad that to be a part of a great fellowship, and not only to be a part of a good fellowship, but the anointing and the weight of his glory that rests upon this ministry and, oh, my God, and the gift and the anointing that's in TSM. Oh, my God. It's just overwhelming, Apostle. And I, like I told Angel, I just see the Lord just blessing her like never before. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I just
Lord.
Told her, she make it across the country. Just give me a shout out. Just call my name out. That's all.
Yeah, it's Angel season. She's stepping into it now. And I just thank God for her faithfulness. Matter of fact, last night the Lord spoke to me about how he's going to use Angel even more to reach the masses and to convert many souls and
yes.
to change the destiny that's on people's lives. He spoke to me that about her last night as I was praying. So I'm excited about it too, man. And listen, can't no father nowhere act for a better daughter, and I say this without reservation or hesitation, than Angel Lee Dana Shakespeare Williams. Nobody nowhere can ask
That's
for a better
point.
Daughter. And I'll say that on my deathbed. She is my jewel as it relates to having a daughter that supports and stands by her father and supports the church ministry and do all she can. I mean, she is the jewel, and I love her from the bottom of my heart. And, yes, Angel, I'm going to take you to see Wolverine. Yes, I will.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm going to take you. She told me if she did the show today, she wanted me to take her to see Wolverine. So, Daddy's going to do that. Although I don't like that man with all them claws, but I'm going to take you. Praise the Lord. I will make that sacrifice. All right, I love you guys. I have to go. But know that I love you, and I'll be on tomorrow, the Lord's willing. Be blessed, everybody.
Be blessed, Apostle.
Amen. All right, everybody, it's been an awesome, awesome show. We're going to cut it just a little early today. It's been awesome, unless there is somebody else on the air that would like to say something, give a praise report, give a prayer request. We are still here for the moment. Just press one. I know we have some other callers that did not say anything, but we thank you for listening. We thank you for praying with us. Yes?
Is Bertha still on here?
Yes.
Bertha? Prophetess Bertha.
Where'd she go? Her mic is hot.
Oh, she must have muted her phone.
I
had to tell her what was saying. I heard the Lord say something. But Bertha.
Okay.
But amen. You relay the message to Bertha.
Okay.
Tell her that the Lord said every time she turn around, he's making a way. Every time she turn around, he's making a way. And when she look up, she's going to have just what she asked him for.
Amen.
In that order. Amen.
Amen. I'm just getting it down.
Yes, indeed. Ooh, my God. God getting ready to bless her. Oh, my God. Because she really got a desire to bless the apostles. And she's going to be able to bless that man of God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Prophet Dale. Thank you for being on here today. Thank you so much for always. Huh?
Y'all my new spiritual family. Y'all my new spiritual family. I love you all.
Yay, we love you. So awesome. Your presence is awesome. Thank you so much for being on here.
Amen.
Okay, I'm looking through here. I think my phone has given up on me as a
your day angel, and you be blessed and stay sweet.
Thank you. Hold on, we got one more caller. Let me see who this is. 313-285-4122. Hello.
This is me, Angel.
This is Bertha.
Yes.
She called back in. Okay, great. She called back in. This is Bertha.
All right, Bertha. The Lord told me to tell you every time you turn around, He has made a way. Every time you turn around, He's making a way. And He told me to tell you everything that you asked Him for. When you look up, He's going to grant it to you.
Hallelujah.
He told me to tell you that He's pardoning the words that comes out of your mouth.
Jesus.
And you and not only this, but you have to be careful who you speak over. He's blessing. He's going to bless them. If He didn't curse them, He's going to bless them all because you didn't spoke the blessing. So you speak of Jesus. Speak over.
Ooh, glory to God.
Because you're part of a royal priesthood. You walk in Jesus now.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
My God.
Thank you, God.
He said, "Well, it was looking like a molehill, and ain't nothing but a little old ant hill." God is smiling on you, Bertha.
Jesus,
come on, He's smiling on you, Bertha. My God, you turn God on. But you turn him on, Bertha.
Oh, glory.
I know God smiling because He put a big smiling face before me. I see all teeth.
Jesus.
Smiling on you, Bertha. You just gonna hear somebody just laughing in the realm of the spirit. You're gonna begin to hear somebody laughing in the realm of the spirit. And it's gonna talk so funny to where you just gonna bust out and start laughing.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, that's just confirmation. You're the third prophet that spoke that word to me. Be careful what you speak out your mouth, because it can bless or curse. And just Thursday, an apostle told me, God said He had sent the hornet against your enemy. And you know what I started doing, prophet? I started praying for my enemy. I said, God, I don't know who they are, but you know. But have mercy on them.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And you know what, Burke? I heard him say he's getting ready to wipe out your adversary.
Woo!
Because you got some folks that's really been coming up against you in the spirit.
Hallelujah.
They call themselves working witchcraft up on you. But all the time, they done flipped the script and they done hit their household.
Because
He said, suffer a witch not to live.
Oh, God.
And see, they've been trying to work on you all because, see, they know you're close to apostle. We can get off that chapter.
Wow.
That chapter.
Glory to
God.
And then you get to Apostle, and you sitting up there sending up some timber. And I mean, you sending them up too. And every time you go in, it seems like you come out with an attack. But I feel you want the son of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
So you go home as a soldier. Matter of fact, God has changed your name. God has made you a general in the army.
Who do
you? You are a general, Bertha.
Hallelujah.
You are a general in the most of the Spirit of God.
Who Jesus?
Got a new caller, 303-550. Your mic is hot. 303. Hello.
Hi, it's Chanel.
Hi, Chanel.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. I was calling just because I would like some prayer. I'm getting ready to go into a New Hope Women's Conference this weekend, and I just want to pray over the conference just to make sure everything is going well. And I also would ask for prayer just regarding myself, because God has been revealing a lot to me in terms of who my enemies are. And, you know, I've never experienced anything like this before, but, you know, I'm definitely glad in this season that God definitely opened my eyes and sharpened my discernment. So I just want to pray that, you know, I would continue to be strong in Christ and do the things that I need to do to be successful.
Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Any of you feel led to pray right now?
I just want to speak what the Lord has spoken.
Amen.
When you say, the Spirit of the Lord, oh my God, my God. God said, if you don't worry, if you just don't worry, He's going to show up and show out. Whatever, oh my God, the Spirit of the Lord said, you got the King Midas touch. Anything that you on turning to gold. In other words, anything that you touch is going to prosper.
Wow.
Hallelujah. And yes, Lord. I hear you there. I hear you, Father. I hear you, Father. Hey. God, you got two jewels around you. Two jewels around you, but God said He's going to run them on a different way.
And two what around me?
You have two Judases.
Oh, okay.
That's why it seems like you've been so pressed, like down in your spirit almost. But God said He's getting ready to rejuvenate you. He's getting ready to resurrect you. And He's getting ready to endow you with some more power.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hold on, Chanel.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Chantel to you. Father God, you have not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. And, oh God, as she goes to this assignment, we ask that you will go before her and prepare the way. God, let the words that you speak to her be as coals of fire on her tongue. That as she speak them and they come forth, O God, that they will break the chains of bondage off of your people, set the captive free, heal and deliver, O God. Use her mighty as your full of honor. Let your glory fill her, O God, and let your glory cloud be up over her. In the name of Jesus, prepare the sanctuary, O God. You
yes.
set the atmosphere, O God. You set the order, O God, and let your Holy Spirit do the work. In the matchless name of Jesus, we open it now in your blood, O God, and we release the angels around her. Give her traveling mercies, O God. Watch over our family. In the name of Jesus, bless her the desires of her heart. But most of all, God, let her walk in obedience to your will and to your way, and we'll be forever mindful. O God, to give you all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, we say thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you so much.
Glory to God.
You are welcome. You are welcome. Hallelujah. Glory to you.
Angel, can I say something to Prophet Darrell before you decide to go? Because I've been hearing this word, Prophet Darrell, for 2 days. Every time I listen to the show and you're on. For 2 days, the Lord has said, mandate. Only you know what he means, but that's the word he said to tell you. God says, mandate. Whatever it is, God has mandated it. You will walk in it, you will do it, and you will finish it, says the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hello, my Lord.
Glory to your name, God.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God.
Glory to your name, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
The crooked is being made straight.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. Jesus. God said he's honored your prayer. Yeah. Every prayer request you have sent up unspoken. God said he's already out of it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Give you glory, Lord. I give you the glory, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Worthy is the Lamb. Our name, Jesus.
Worthy
is the Lamb. We worship you, Lord. We worship you.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to your name, Jesus. Jesus. Sweet Jesus. Sweet Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Holy, 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 holy.
Song for you, everything spelled out just like that.
You got my
you look in the computer, get my number. Matter of fact, I can give you my number, and you text it to my phone.
I got it. I have it.
Text the information to my phone, because I'm telling you, oh, my God. That song, man, I'm brand new. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, God, brand new.
You know you
Thank
was full of the Holy Ghost.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. It's like 2 or 3, almost 3 years old now, and the Lord, I mean, it won't get old. It won't get old with people. I'm like, you guys still love that? It just won't get old. I don't think so.
That's an end time revelation. That's end time word. Word, and see, and that's who you are. Angel, I'm trying to leave you alone so you can get off this radio station, girl.
Hallelujah.
You are an end time psalmist.
Amen.
You are end time. You sing in Revelation.
Yes, yes.
Sing songs that is meeting people right where they are.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! I don't know nothing about this, but I see you doing a new project here.
Amen.
And I don't know what you and Kiara Shear got in common. I don't know if you ever ran into her, but I see y'all hooking up doing some things.
Oh, my gosh.
And I won't take it back. I can guarantee you I'm going to see your face on that stage saying, ooh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When they call your name to get you an award, see, you're not doing it to be famous and to be popular and to be known. But you're doing it to the glory of God. And that's why God is helping when he's sending you across the country like he's getting ready to do. Oh, my. They never hold it.
Hallelujah.
Praise your holy name, God.
Hallelujah.
Information, Angel, and I just want to say I love you all. I love PSM for real.
Love you.
Hallelujah.
Love you.
Oh, geez.
So much.
Wow, you have no idea what you just said.
Hallelujah.
Glory to your name, Jesus.
Well, thank you again, everybody. We can't seem to get off the phone, but it's going to hang up on us anyways in like 1 minute. It's doing the countdown on my end. It's doing the countdown.
Thank you.
Love you too. Love everybody. Don't forget.
Love you too, Papa Jeff.
Love you, Miss Bertha. General Bertha. I'm sorry, General Bertha. I love you.
General Bertha. General Bertha, yes. Thank you so much, guys. I love you all. I love you all. Every caller that's still on here, we love you. We thank God for you. And for everything that you put into this show today, and just go about praising the Lord today. Do not forget to praise him. When the enemy would say that you are down and you have enough gall to let I'm down come out of your mouth, when you can say that, that's not God. Stir up.
Hallelujah.
What God is giving you on the inside to get you through anything and everything. He's giving you the power. He's giving you the joy. He's giving you the love. He's giving you the ability to praise him and the power of praise. Access it today. Access it in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
I love you guys. Remember, God is making us all brand new. Love you.
Love you too.
Bye bye. Bless you.